FM News Talk 97.1. On-demand audio.
So I want to welcome on the show right now Patrick Tuohy from the Show Me Institute to talk to us a little bit about this. Post-Dispatch covered this story about the film credit, this film tax credit. It's an opportunity for the state of Missouri to hand out tax credits to lure people here. And Patrick Tuohy with the Show Me Institute has something to say about that. Thanks so much for coming on today.
Oh, it's my pleasure. And by the way, you're exactly right. You know, as a kind of conservative or free market organization, we are often accused of just hating taxes, not wanting to pay them. And I have to explain to people that, you know, taxing its citizens may be one of the most important, certainly one of the most powerful things that government does. It ought to be efficient.
Yes.
You know, those services that we rely on, everything from the police to the court system to the roads, are absolutely necessary for a free working economy. And so let's be a little bit more judicious when giving them out.
And in an effort to do that, you have to admit that you do not have an unlimited supply of money to pull from.
That's right. That's right. So, you know, it used to be years ago that the state of Missouri would issue tax credits to folks that wanted to come in here and film movies. And in 2010, a commission reported that we were giving away much more money than it was worth. And the program was ended. And then, again, around 2012, 2013, the Post-Dispatch writes this story because the show Ozark, which I think is a great program, is actually filmed in Georgia. And there's another show called Sharp Objects, I think, that is filmed or is about a made-up town in the Boot Heel, and that's also being filmed in Georgia. And my fear is that people will see that and say, gosh, why can't we have movies filmed here? And it's because it's just a big waste of money. A study in Tennessee indicated that 40% of the movies that Tennessee subsidized made less money at the box office than they received in a subsidy.
Yikes.
So it's a tremendous waste of money.
But that's really bad.
If the state of Georgia wants to hand out money to people who are going to make shows about Missouri, absolutely. That's great. But the problem is their own program is rife, perhaps, with abuse. You know, there's that movie Sully about the pilot that landed the plane on the Hudson River. Tom Hanks was in it. So that was filmed in Georgia. They got a huge tax credit for purchasing an airplane that apparently was either never purchased or never went into the state of Georgia. And so they're investigating that to see if that was fraudulent. But again, as you started off by saying, our tax dollars are very important. We ought to assign them directly to where they can do the most good, rather than kind of, you know, give them to wealthy film companies and hope that, you know, we get a dividend or something.
Well, there is a director in Kansas City from the Kansas City Film Office, and his quote is, "I don't know what's wrong with people coming in, doing business, spending money, and leaving, especially when it educates the people in our industry and gives our industry that is here more experience." What's your answer to that?
Well, first of all, the statement is exactly right. There's absolutely nothing wrong with people coming into Kansas City, spending money, investing private dollars, and leaving. But we ought not give them taxpayer dollars to do so. We have no reason to subsidize it. And another point, so I live in Kansas City. We have an episode or two of Queer Eye for the Straight Guy that's being filmed, I think, in my neighborhood, I've been told. And they're going to film here, and they're not going to do it because we gave them tax credits. They're just doing it anyway.
Yeah.
And the fourth season of the show Fargo is being filmed in Kansas City, or is at least taking place in Kansas City. Chris Rock will be in it.
Huh.
And we didn't get that because we gave them tax credits. They just wanted to write about a Midwestern city. So oftentimes what happens is these movies film where they're going to film anyway. If they know that that state offers tax credits, they're rational people. They go get the best deal they can. But it doesn't mean that the tax credit moved that production to their state.
Well,
it just meant that they gave away taxpayer dollars.
It's a good way to look at tax dollars. Is the government is supposed to take the tax dollars that it is given from the people who pay the taxes, because that's where all of the government's money comes from. They're supposed to use it to invest in things that are beneficial to the taxpayers. So if you invest in something collectively, like maybe a national defense, that's something that you couldn't do in any other way efficiently. When you start putting everything on the buffet of, well, we could use taxpayer dollars for this, and we could use taxpayer dollars for that.
Yeah.
Some things sound okay, but you're missing the forest for the trees here, and there's all of this stuff in front of you. That's a lot of tax dollars, right?
Well, imagine your roommate telling you, did you go pay the rent? No, I didn't. I took the money to the boats. Well, we lost all our rent money. Yeah, but we could have won a lot. I mean,
right.
That's exactly what's going on. They take the money that is dedicated to schools, to infrastructure, to police, and they divert it because they think maybe they're going to hit a jackpot.
Mm-hmm.
And it just never happens.
It's a lot easier to take somebody else's money to the boat than it is your own, isn't it?
It's much easier to do that.
If anybody wants to send me to the boat, I am ready to go. Well, Patrick Tuohy with the Show Me Institute, showmeinstitute.org, we appreciate you coming on here and bringing some common sense to this issue, which on the surface, it is easy to say, you know, people are going to come here and spend money. Why wouldn't we want them to do that? And your answer is correct. We do want them to do that, but we don't want to pay them to do that.
That's right.
That's the key.
Exactly right.
All right. Thank you so much, Patrick. We appreciate you.
Take care.
You too. Bye-bye. The Show Me Institute is such a wonderful just think tank of common sense when it comes to Missouri taxpayer dollars. And invest your time in looking over the showmeinstitute.org and seeing what they have to offer you there, because it's little things like this that on the surface you think, well, you know, it'd be cool to have Missouri, to have movies shot in Missouri. I want Chris Rock to come to my town. That would be really cool. But how much are you willing to give up that's going to head that way, that's now not going to go to support police officers or school districts or the other things that taxpayers are responsible for funding in a normal environment? You know, it's like you make your town a comfortable place for a movie to be shot and then hope that they pick you if you're really interested in having something like that happen there. You have to ask yourself what you're willing to sacrifice in order to make that happen. Because remember, taxpayer dollars do come from people who go to work, who make a paycheck, and who have a little chunk or a lot of chunk taken off of it to fund things like this. I can think of some things I would fund for my kids before I would fund a movie being shot down the street from my house. Just think of the traffic. Seriously.